Psalm number 16 is our opening psalm. So let us worship God in the singing of this psalm, verses 1 to 5.
Lord, keep me all and trust in me.
Let us read some verses in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16. Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, and reading from the beginning of this chapter, Luke's chapter 16. He said unto his disciples, "There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do, for my Lord takes away from me the stewardship? I cannot dig to beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, sit down quickly, write 50. Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give unto you that which is your own?" We'll leave the reading there for the moment. Let us pray, shall we? Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, we dare to approach again the throne of grace, because He has paved the way for us and He has opened up the door of grace and mercy. And as we come then this morning once again, we are conscious that there are many distractions, many discouragements, many lawful occupations which take up our time and our thinking and energy. And also there are many unlawful activities which occupy us overmuch also. We are conscious, Lord, that we need continually to be reminded of the main things, and that as we read the scriptures, we are continually brought into touch with these main things. The great reality that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, that we have fallen into sin, and the consequences of that fall are all around us, and indeed within us also. And we are reminded of the great scheme of salvation down through the long history of Israel and the long history of the gospel, since the gospel goes to the nations of the earth. And always it is the same theme. We are never diverted or diversified, as it were, but always brought back to the point of God's love, God's care, God's anger for sin, and God's gift for sinners. So we give thanks this morning, O Lord, that there is this welcome for us at the throne of grace, and that what we do here is simply a response to a gracious provision and a gracious invitation. Help us to appreciate then the occasion of our gathering, to remember that we are living in strange times and that we are living in very uncertain times. We are not accustomed to the strictures laid upon us. We are not accustomed to the uncertainty. For far too long we have lived in the land of pleasantness and in the land of plenty, and our life has been sweet and in a sense filled up with privileges beyond compare and beyond deserving. And suddenly we are reminded that things can change. And as we read the scriptures, we see a whole history of changes. As we look into the records of the world, in historical records, in archaeological records, in fossil records, in family records, in even in our memories, we are reminded that things never are the same. And so we pray that we would live with the reality that the gospel reminds us that life is brief, that it is uncertain, that eternity is sure, that death is near, and the life to come is without change. So we pray the blessing of God upon us. We remember those not able to be with us this morning, as we pray for them as always. And now, Heavenly Father, as we wait in thy presence, help us to be consciously and deliberately and willingly waiting upon the Lord, hearing the word, worshiping before the God who is speaking to us through the scriptures as we read and as we proclaim and listen. God's word is in our hands and in our hearts and in our ears. So we pray that we would pay attention, O God, for the glory of God's holy name, we pray. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let us read further in this 16th chapter in Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, and picking up the reading at verse number 19 to the end of the chapter. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to the end. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus who was laid at his gates full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abram afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abram said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abram said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And so on. Amen. Well, we remind you of these brief notices. Nothing unusual. Our evening service, 6 o'clock, of course. Our Wednesday meeting, 7 p.m. Next Lord's Day, 10:30 and 6 p.m. We always welcome visitors with us. And we welcome visitors this morning as also. What else do we have jotted down here? Take care of ourselves, of course, with this COVID. It's still out there in the communities. And the offering will now be received. Well, let us sing further to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 16, and from verse 6 to the end of the psalm.